all of us in the band, we're all really big fans of like 90s R&B music.
Ironically, 90s R&B is one of the few genres you might not associate with Amos Lee. But when someone's influenced by a range of artists that includes both Ray Charles and Jim Croce, maybe Bobby Brown's not such a surprise. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. With his fourth album, Mission Bell, out next week, Amos Lee is well into a music career that's brought him a lot of attention. But as us fans know, this isn't Amos's first career. He actually started out as an elementary school teacher. Perhaps that's why Amos Lee works so well with others, like Norah Jones or jazz singer Liz Wright and the legendary Don Was. And on Mission Bell, he builds on that tradition. Amos Lee recorded the album with Calexico's Joey Burns in the band's Tucson studio. And he and Joey brought in a whole range of artists, including Willie Nelson.
I respond a lot to music that's made collaboratively. And I think a lot of people do. And I've made a lot of records that have been just like Amos-centric, you know, and like I'm just doing a lot of singing and the whole thing is my voice. The background vocals are my voice and is me. And this time I wanted to get away from that as much as possible and work with people who I really loved as singers. So we heard the song El Camino and I really wanted to hear Willie play guitar on it and sing, because Willie's one of my favorite guitar players. And I always wanted to hear him play a solo on Arms of a Woman. That was the one I really always wanted to hear him play on. But we sent him the track, and he liked it enough to take time out of his day to sit with the lyrics and learn the song. So it was really cool.
Well, to all my friends, treating me so well, you know I'm headed out to that mission bell. Gonna wash my soul, gonna get it clean, headed down the border road called the El Camino. Well, I've been a prince, you know I've been a post, by a barbed wire fence and a murder of crows, leaving all I've loved and all I've seen, headed down the border road called the El Camino. Headed down the border road.
Is there a way, a specific way that a sense of place informs your work? Because I imagine Tucson would loom with a fairly strong sense of place.
Yeah, it sure does. I guess we're all sort of, in our own way, you know, really informed by our environments.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get out of my comfort zone a little bit and get off the East Coast and not necessarily go to California, which I've done in the past. And I wanted to go to a place that had its own personality. But it's a very free place, too. It doesn't necessarily impose itself upon you, but it always lurks around you.
Mm-hmm.
The vibe I got was always, there was lots of lurking, like spirits lurking, and there was a real beauty, and there's a lot of you know how the desert is, you feel a lot of darkness out there, but then there's so much light at the same mm-hmm. time. It's a really interesting contrast.
Look up, child, world is born. Shoes untied, and your soul's a wall. Windows are rolled. Windows I rolled down. I'm fixing to die.
Amos Lee live with Windows Are Rolled Down and El Camino. The album Mission Bell is out next Tuesday. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Listen to more sessions online anytime at WFUV.org.